Participation of women in governance. In many cases, local communities are not adequately informed or consulted when it comes to processes of resource extraction or implementation of infrastructure megaprojects. Furthermore, in many of the existing democratic spaces, such as councils and assemblies that decide on land matters, men are the majority. And subsequently, women's perspectives and concerns about those projects and their future impacts are rarely taken into account. Historically, women have been excluded from decision-making spaces and positions of political power, both in colonial and modern nation-states. Colonization has led to masculinized indigenous systems of governance, too, which is why restoring women's participation in governance is core to cultural survival, as well as land defense and the protection of diverse life and other cosmovisions. Many times, it is women who find sustainable alternatives for the protection of the communal. It is them who think about families, children, future generations, what will be passed on to them, and what we must do today so that the next generation won't have to face the same problems that we do. Women see the relevance of unity and care, but also of not being disciplined or co-opted by those in power. Often, they develop ways of working and building together, based on notions of mutual care, sharing, and exchange. They tend to not only think of themselves, but also of what will happen to those who depend on them to survive. This is why it is core to the defense of territories and life itself that women participate in direct governance. Especially rural and native women play a proactive role in the processes of defending land and territory. They often defend land that does not even belong to them, or to which they personally don't have access to, as it is in the hands of their fathers or husbands. They participate in both community organizing and frontline political action. The defense of the territory has great symbolic power, especially for Indigenous women who recognize the land and territory as the foundation of their identity. Women land defenders have established systems of information sharing and mutual learning to increase the effectiveness of their resistance by collectively preparing for meetings with deceitful politicians or hostile industry representatives through sharing stories, exchanging experiences, and developing strategies. Communities that aim to protect land, waters, and forests from destructive practices, such as industrialized fishing, mining, and deforestation, must be prepared to resist over long time periods in which it is difficult to persist as a community and not to lose hope, especially as governments continually try to undermine and divide communities and to discredit Indigenous and environmental activists. It is the strength of women's organizing to focus on effective practices of care and mutual support that sustain the community even in such hostile contexts. This is why women's participation in governance is directly connected with the security of the territories. Their participation is an integral part of the community's defense mechanism. Women's involvement in land defense activities has been central to the resistance against extractivism, invasive infrastructures, and related dispossession in both Americas.